Every morning before the sun rises, 47-year-old Astu Jha and her daughter Jani are already awake, getting ready for work at her food stand a bus ride away. Fighting sleepiness and guided only by dim street lights, the two leave, slowly making their way to the corner bus stop. Her first expense is 100 French sifas, or 20 cents for her and her daughter's fare. Jha takes out her coin purse, which stays close to her side all day.
It is so tiring to take these buses. I would much rather take a taxi, but they cost five times as much.
The 10-minute bus ride takes Jha to her husband's metal shop. Once the sun rises, the lot filled with welding tools and leftover scrap metal becomes her kitchen. The two heat water for the coffee and prepare bean fillings for morning sandwiches. They carry food, coffee, coal stand, and utensils to their stand on the opposite side of the street. Mother and daughter work quickly to set up. Bread and butter in place, Jha takes her seat for the morning rush.
I am always nervous at the start of the day. I never know if I can make enough to cover my expenses for food and coffee, about $6.
Mamadou Ching is a security guard who works nearby. He was one of Jha's first customers when she started 4 years ago. He comes every morning for the Café Touba, a heavily sugared, frothy local drink that tastes like a spicy mix of coffee and tea.
I come really early from 30 kilometers away. If it were not for this place, I could not afford such good home-cooked food. And this stew is so nice that if we do not have money, she lets us pay later.
For just over $1, Ching gets the coffee and the best-selling sandwich, spicy lentils served over bread delivered every day from the bakery. Dozens of customers, and 4 hours later, Jha counts her change. It is not enough to cover what she spent on beans, butter, bread, and coffee. She prepares to go home, leaving her daughter to work the lunch shift.
Mondays are the hardest for me. A lot of people do not have money yet to pay, but I still feed them and hope they can pay me soon, maybe tomorrow.
And with that, Jha takes a lentil sandwich with mayonnaise and waits for the bus to go home. In a country where $700 is the average annual income, Jha made almost $2,000 last year from her food stand. Despite her day-to-day worries, she hopes to expand her corner kitchen as soon as she can save enough money. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.